League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Don't sweat the technique.
You're locked in with the Killer Bees on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
Victor Hovland was comparing his inner demons on the golf course to Eminem's final rap battle on 8 Mile, where he disses himself to take the pressure off. V-Rabbit, the nickname apparently. Who took Hovland?
That'd be me, Jeremy.
Fighting his inner demons, he says.
I do it every day.
Texter, Joel killed the draft. Blanker, stop spamming the text line.
That's what I do when I'm not fighting my inner demons.
And way too much sleeping on Morikawa and Spieth, says a texter. Eric says Neiman has never had a top 20 in a major. That was Brian's pick, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was mine.
Did anyone pick Morikawa?
Yeah, that was also me.
I think Morikawa's got a shot.
Jasper Branham, this is the voice inside your head. Jump off a cliff. I'm kidding, obviously, but I got jabbed back for Blankers. Jasper, I did hear you sent some derogatory text about me to the text line the other day. Had some little birdies telling me that. So I don't know if you're kidding. Hope you are. That'd be mean to wish upon somebody. Homa didn't fire his caddy. The guy quit, Blankers.
Oh, I thought they announced on ESPN that he fired him and got rid of him and that he was available and JT's buddies with him, so he hired him at least for the short term while his caddy recovers from back issues.
I don't know. I don't follow golf. I keep up with it 5 times a year. The majors, if it's a Ryder Cup year, and maybe the playoffs. Maybe the playoffs, depending on my mood. The only time that I really – I do love the majors, though. Min-Woo is hot right now. He is hot right now. Min-Woo's playing well. He didn't get picked in our draft.
And he won the Houston Open, right?
Yeah, he did. Rocky says Tony Finau. Yeah, Finau is allergic to winning, though.
He is.
Always figures out a way to lose. Rare Candy, who picked Phil Mickelson? Nobody. Nobody picked Phil Mickelson. He's past his prime. He's over the hill.
Yeah, that's the thing that worries me. I went with the odds with Rory, but Rory on number 10 scares the hell out of me, and Phil, although he's won the Masters, but yeah, Phil at this point I think is done.
Texter, Brandon, were you an only child or bullied as a kid? I have 5 siblings. None of them are real, though. My parents were divorced, so 2 on one side, 3 on the other. Was I bullied? How many lockers do you have to get stuffed into to be
None
bullied?
None of them are real. Made me think, like, what do you got, imaginary brothers and sisters?
They're all halves. They're not whole.
That was a weird way to phrase that. I was with you there.
Yeah, I like to do that. Homer's caddy. It says Homer's caddy. Homo's caddy. Quit.
Whoa.
Awning. He had to do voice to text. Like, it says Homer's caddy quit awning, and then Thomas picked him up because Tommen's caddy had a back injury.
Yeah.
So there you go. That's what happened. Somebody said, I got Fat Perez. Do you know who Fat Perez is?
Pat Perez?
No, Fat Perez.
Is he barstool guy?
Yeah, exactly. He's like, he can really play, though. Like, he's, I think he's like a scratch golfer.
Is that
he
the guy that tried to get the hole in one and was going to stay on the simulator?
No. That guy wasn't very good. No, the Fat Perez is somebody completely different. But he can play a little bit. Not like professionally, but for like just like you and me.
Uh-huh.
Like, he can play a little bit. Queen B said, Joel for the win. It came from the same number, though. Stop spamming, Blankers. Spam in the chat. Let's get out. I'm just kidding. Let's get out to the HRMP listener line. GD said J-Bone got picked on by his sisters. My sisters are tough, though. They're dogs.
Right, I'm a dog.
713-780-ESPN. Only one was Mexican, though. 713-780-3776.
And I'm Mexican.
One of them. Let's go out to the HRMP listener line. Coward D is on the line. Coward D, I hope April's treating you well. How are you?
I'm doing good. April was treating me well. I'm just here to restore the order, though. Got to tone down the obnoxiousness. because we don't like the jabs at Joel.
What did I do?
We don't like the jabs at Blankers. We don't like the jabs. We'd rather y'all just coexist peacefully. We don't like the jabs, bro.
What did I do this time?
You jabbed him.
About what? Well, give me an example so I can learn from it.
You literally just jabbed him like before I called. He was like, I agree with you, and then you take jabs at me. That's how the show goes.
But you're not being specific enough. What did I say specifically?
It's not entertaining. It's not entertaining.
Coward D, you have to give me an exact example. Exact example. Be specific.
I just told you. He said that you jab him, and he agrees with you. That's how the show goes. That's literally the example. That's what he said.
That was me being
condescending.
I said I compliment your picks and you rip mine. That's what I said.
Yeah, and then you take dabs, and that's how the show goes. That's what he said.
Should I compliment every golf draft pick he makes? Is that what you want me to do, Coward D?
No, I just want you to stop the dabs, bro. They're not funny.
None of them are?
No, maybe they
not
really
a single
aren't.
One?
No, did you hear the takes? You read the takes. You see what they said. It's not funny.
Well, some of them said they were good, but I didn't.
Y'all
I didn't
coexist
see those.
In peace.
What's that?
It makes for a much better show, like John and Lance.
They don't jab each other ever? Do John and Lance not jab each other? You're being a coward right now. Don't hang up and listen. Talk to me. Talk to me, Coward D. He hung up like a coward again.
He gone.
That was kind of like his MO, though. Like, he is kind of a coward.
Yeah,
so like, it's what he's supposed to do.
It. I love the idea that John and Lance never make fun of each other.
I know.
They literally got into the Hall of Fame for 27 years of making fun of each other.
Like, does Coward D ever listen or watch any other shows with multiple people on them? Like, John and Lance. Do John and Lance ever make fun of each other? 713-780-ESPN. What's the Inside the NBA show? That's what it's called, right? Inside the NBA?
The
does
one
Ernie,
with
yeah,
with Kenny
and Charles. Yeah, Inside the NBA.
Oh, Inside the NBA. I thought you were talking about the NBA one on ESPN.
No, Inside the NBA.
Yep.
Does Ernie ever talk a little trash to Charles? Does Charles ever talk a little trash to everybody? Does Shaq ever talk a little trash to those other guys? I don't really watch the Stephen A. show, but I bet you Stephen A. probably talks a little trash to his co-host. Spike and Shannon. It wasn't Spike and Shannon. Who was the guy that worked with Shannon?
Oh, Skip.
Skip and Shannon. Did Skip and Shannon ever, you know, make fun of each other a little bit, trade a little few jabs? There has never been a show in the history of sports on TV or radio where the hosts are kumbaya all the time. And if you think that, Coward D, you're a lot dumber than I thought. And I already had a very low opinion of you. Very low opinion of you. And if you think that, my opinion of you got less. 713-780-ESPN. Should I stop jabbing Blankers? 713-780-3776. See what the text line has to say. Fat Phil was a way better golfer than Skinny Phil. He's in good shape, though, Phil
is he?
Porky Hog. Yeah.
I haven't seen him recently, but when I said that to Will Doctor, there's no joke that Phil, like, and it surprised me, but Phil posts squat videos to show that he has massive calves that he works out because he's taken so much crap over the years about his moobs and his body.
Yeah, he's in great shape. Like, I wish I looked like him now. He's probably, what, 50?
At least.
50?
Yeah, he's definitely in his early 50s.
Yeah, he's in great shape, Phil Mickelson. And you're right, he used to be kind of, you know, pudgy.
Yep.
A little pudgy. He used to be built like me a little bit.
He had the moobs.
He did. G on Twitch, someone tell Coward D this is not Crybaby Radio. Alex called Coward D soft. 75 says, keep jabbing, screw the caller. Alex says, block phone calls. There you go. Sensei, these guys can't run a show like blank. So, well, there's a little bit of that. Fat Perez is on Bob Does Sports and a full legend. Bob Does Sports is hilarious.
What is that?
He's like a social media personality. He's just real funny. He golfs a lot. I see him the most, though, doing like food reviews. He's pretty funny. Fat Perez is on Bob. Oh, I already read that one. My bad. That caller needs to be bullied. So, Coward D, the text line saying that you need to be bullied. Another text. Get this soft Coward D off the mic. Branham asking serious questions, followed by Coward D. So comical, says Brody. Texture says this guy. Texture, you jab him the whole show. I'll take the jabs back, too, though. I don't mind being jabbed. You have to have balance. Dude, definitely not from the Hive. Coward D has post-trauma from high school. He's projecting on you. Tell that guy being a white knight for Blankers won't get him a kiss on the mouth for defending him.
Sure won't.
John may have made fun of Mopey once. No, keep it up. Look at Shaq and Barkley. Key from L.A. Name of the show is The Killer Bees, not The Coward D's. That's pretty good, Key from L.A.
That's well played.
I tip my cap to you, Key from L.A. You do have some comedy. The show would be an hour shorter if you didn't. Coward D, I think you're in the minority here. Not that minority's ever wrong. You know, just because it's popular opinion doesn't mean it's right. I just think that the text line views it a little differently than you, Coward D. That's all that I'm saying. Let's go out to the HRMP listener line. Jasper, you're in the Hive. What's up, Jasper?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Love the show as always. We all got to stand up for blankers. That's why I think probably you got a little bit of slack for that. But we also don't want you to change. You be you, Jeremy. Jab away.
All right, there we go. Appreciate it, Jasper. And, like, to be fair, like, I think we all jab each other from time to time. I might do it the most. I'm not denying that. But I can also take it. Brian makes fun of me a lot of times.
Do you?
I mean, more often here, I think. But
yeah. I make fun of Brian a lot, too. I like to spread it out. I'm an equal opportunity hater. I am that. Texture says you guys aren't Shaq and Barkley. No, but Blankers used to run with Barkley. So I think that counts. I think that makes it kind of similar, right? Like, we might not have the cachet, we might not have the popularity, we might not have the bank account, but because Blankers and Barkley are boys, I think we're kind of Shaq and Barkley.
Yeah, this is the 121 degrees of separation.
Yeah, from, yeah. More than what it takes to get to Kevin Bacon. So in this scenario, are you Shaq, Jeremy?
Yeah, I'm the I'm the big Aristotle.
What's the Kevin Hart commercial when he just keeps going Shaq-tastic. Shaq this, Shaq
I don't know that,
that
one. I did love all the names there? That he used to give himself when he'd go to, like, the big cactus when he went to Phoenix.
Yeah, but then, and it's a playoff of that, and Kevin Hart's like, what are you doing right now? And he's like, Shaq-tastic, Shaq-sational. And he keeps going. And he keeps.
I don't remember the name he gave himself when he went to Cleveland. I think Boston was Big Shamrock.
Sounds but, right.
But what was right. Cleveland? I don't remember the Cleveland name.
I don't remember Cleveland either.
The Big Mistake?
Yeah, well, maybe.
They call Cleveland the Mistake by the Lake?
Yep.
Or is that
yep.
the stadium?
Yep,
that's Cleveland.
It's yep. the whole town? It's not just the stadium?
No.
I thought it was the stadium.
No, they just called Cleveland the Mistake by the Lake.
Okay. Yeah. I thought it was the stadium. But...
Texter, Paul takes sneak shots at every show. It's
he
fun.
Does. Yes,
it's
he
fun.
Does.
Like, it's what we're supposed to do. Scotty Scheffler, his menu. Let's grade this meal real quick. Appetizer, cheeseburger sliders, served Scotty style.
What's Scotty style?
I don't know. I have no idea. Firecracker shrimp, sweet Thai chili in sriracha mayo, Papa Chef's meatball and ravioli bites. The first course after the appetizer was Texas-style chili. No word if there was beans in it. Main course, wood-fired cowboy ribeye or black and redfish. And then dessert, they had the warm chocolate chip skillet cookie.
One of the best menus I've ever heard at the Masters.
Really?
Wow. Yeah, I would agree. Like, there was a few more things that down at the bottom, I think vegetables. I think they had mac and cheese and Brussels sprouts mm-hmm. listed.
Oh, yeah, the sides.
And I could go without the Brussels sprouts. Yep. I'd rather sub that in for a different vegetable, but that's really my only note. It's a 9.5 out of 10.
Don't sleep on Brussels sprouts.
Sure.
You do Brussels sprouts right. They're delicious.
Sure,
I've never
fine.
Been a fan. Just, growing up, yeah. I wasn't a fan. And it's weird that it comes up because Lisa said to me the other day, she was reading some article, and she's like, what's a Brussels sprout taste like? I've never had them. I'm
what?
Like, you've never
from
had
California?
Them?
She's never had a Brussels sprout?
Yeah.
You know who does a good Brussels sprout? J-Bar M. J-Bar M's
do
Brussels
they?
Sprouts are phenomenal. They're so good. I love Brussels sprouts when they're done right. Now, if you just like, if you know, they're bland and there's nothing on them or whatever, they're awful. But you doctor them up, gives me some good Brussels sprouts. The first course, like, chili to me is not a great first course.
But you got the cheeseburger sliders so and the shrimp. I don't know that I need anything else.
No, I would agree. I would change the first course. I love chili. I just don't think it's a first course dish. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I would change the first course a bit. So, I'm just going to be overly critical. It's what I do. I'll give it a 9-1, though. Very good. I mean, I wouldn't change the entree either. The wood-fired cowboy ribeye.
Perfect.
Yes,
bingo.
Please.
Yeah, I'm done.
Medium
right there.
Rare. Let's
you keep the
fun.
Redfish because I ain't trying.
I like redfish, bro. Give me the ribeye every time.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Great great Scheffler's Masters dinner, 713-780-ESPN. Rockets clinched a 2-seed last night thanks to a little help from around the Western Conference. Who needs to eat crow with the Rockets clinching a 2-seed? 713-780-3776. Killer Bees, ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5.
ESPN 97.5. Yeah.
coming to you live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. It's the Killer Bees
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Here's Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
Text line. I like the show. Works well with the blend. Branham can't take it like he gives it, though, for sure. I enjoy the show.
Hey, phrasing!
Child, please. Got thicker skin than a crocodile. Chili is probably a cup, not a big bowl. I still don't love it as a first course. Love chili. I don't think chili's a first course dish. Especially like in April, you know? Like, they're playing golf. It's sunny. They just came off the course. They're tired. And then they're getting this big old, like, not big, but, a cup of chili. Somebody said it was five-star chili, too, so it was spicy.
Okay. I would think it's almost like, because a lot of times, like, an appetizer, you can get soup. Right at restaurants and things, if you want super salad to start your meal,
yeah,
like a starter. I'm fine with that with chili, but yeah, definitely. I mean, I don't think that I'm going to go overboard on the chili. I hope it's just a cup of it.
Maybe it's some gamesmanship. You got people not used to eating Texas spicy chili. He serves it to all his opponents, and
they all crap the bed.
Have a little, maybe they have a little trouble coming around. Coming around the final holes.
They crap the bed.
That's interesting. Like, I hadn't thought about that. That could be – maybe there's something to that.
Moon River.
Bubba Watson's getting grief. He's getting dragged for his menu from 11 years ago, 2013 dinner. Traditional Caesar salad, grilled chicken breast, confetti cake.
That's the whole
thing? That's the whole menu?
Yeah.
Oh, that's bad.
That's weak.
His sides were green beans, mashed potatoes, corn, macaroni and cheese, served with cornbread.
I mean, I like mac and cheese and cornbread, but that's
you gotta have more options.
Grilled chicken breast is the worst entree ever.
That's a dud. That's a boring. 1 out of 10.
Yeah,
that's the worst ever. Worst all time, people say. The person who tweeted this says really doesn't get enough hate. I would agree with that. It really does.
Grilled chicken breast. I can't get over grilled chicken breast.
I mean, even if you're a healthy guy, you just won the Masters the year before. This is a big deal. Go all out. Like, you're going to a wedding or a birthday party.
At least make it
a couple of options.
If it's going to be grilled, at least make it a chicken thigh. At least a better cut of meat there.
Yeah.
A grilled chicken breast is like the worst. It's the worst possible protein you could pick.
What Brian's telling us is he's a fan of the dark meat.
I do like a good chicken thigh.
I do too. Eric the driver, I'm allergic to shellfish. You don't have to pick the shellfish. It's steak or fish. You're not getting both.
And it's red fish, not shellfish.
One fish, two fish, red fish, blue fish.
Exactly.
Shout out to the fish.
if you're allergic to shellfish, you're not allergic to fish, are you?
I don't think so. That's where I was confused.
Maybe he mistyped or something. Or maybe he is.
I'm not allergic to shrimp, but I'm allergic to crawfish, which is weird. But I'm not allergic to regular fish.
You just don't got a little Cajun in you.
If I had it, last time I had it in you, I had all kinds of hives and crap, so yeah.
You're allergic to the Cajun. Eric Driver said, I'd sub broccoli for Brussels sprouts, but other than that, 10 out of 10. I prefer Brussels over broccoli.
Ooh.
I would take broccoli.
I'd take broccoli, 10 out of 10.
I'd also take, if we're going southern, I'd go fried okra, because a lot of this menu is, leans a little southern.
Yeah, you're taking liberties with this now.
Okay. That's the one sub on his entire menu I would make. It's just the Brussels sprouts. It's still a 9.5 out of 10.
Brian out here trying to fry up everything.
Damn right.
They're about to play 72 holes of golf in the next 4 days.
They went too far with frying a vegetable.
What was the one part of the menu I took objection to?
Is this dinner on Wednesday?
True.
Earlier in the week?
No, I think it was last night.
That's what I thought. I didn't think it was the night before, because then it could really be effective if you got them some stuff that
Some warfare with the chili.
They had a big video. They had a big video of the. They kept showing Sergio Garcia in the video. Like, it was a little bit awkward how much they were showing Sergio Garcia. It was almost like a teaser in a movie where it's like, I wonder if they're going to try to kill Sergio Garcia with how much they were showing Sergio Garcia.
Maybe his chili was spiked.
They showed him on TV. Something I saw part of the live event last week, and they have to wear these team uniforms and everything. And he had a uniform on. It looked like he was like one of the equipment guys for the Kansas City Chiefs. It was red with yellow trim. And I'm like, Sergio's working for the Chiefs. That's the worst outfit ever.
I didn't see that. That does sound awful, though. Texture says fried okra is righteous. I love fried okra. I love fried okra. But I've never had fried okra as a side to a steak ever in my life.
It would be first. I'm just trying to go with the southern theme.
To me, you eat fried okra when you're eating barbecue or you're eating, like, catfish.
I don't know that I've ever had fried okra.
You've never had fried okra?
I don't think so.
Oh, it's good, Joel.
What?
I'm just being honest. I don't think that I have.
You've been in the South since the early 90s. Yeah. You haven't had fried okra?
Yeah, no.
Oh, man. You got to get out, Joel.
I guess so.
Barbecue or catfish? It goes really well.
Okay. Uh-huh. I hate catfish. I'm never going to have catfish.
Well, okay, barbecue.
I am aghast. You've never had fried okra.
No. Car wreck of the day nominee.
No honesty nominee.
Have you ever had regular okra?
I don't believe so.
Yeah. I mean, I went back in my gardening days. I used to grow a little okra, and then I would put them on a little frying pan with a little bit of butter, put some salt at the end. Ooh, baby. Love me some okra. I even eat a little pickled okra from time to time. You get those little spicy pickled okras? Oh, yeah, pickled okras. Spicy pickled okras? Ain't bad, pickled okras.
Go down, I can't believe we have to change this, like in a gumbo as well, but I know you're not much of a Cajun food guy, so.
Fried okra and a big old chicken fried steak, great call.
Yes,
great call. 100%. You got gravy everywhere. There's mashed potatoes running wild on your plate. Gravy's running wild. The gravy's oozing off the plate onto the little table that probably has one of those little table skirts on it. That's probably red and white checkered. That sounds like a great meal right there.
I know a place in Porter that's exactly that.
What's it called?
I'm forgetting the name. I've only been there a couple times, but the chicken fried steak there is great.
Yeah, it sounds like it's an awesome place that you forgot the name.
I admit it. I've been there twice, but the chicken fried steak's really good. I'll find it. Oh, it's Hofbräu's.
I've heard of Hofbräu's. Yeah, it's right. That's actually right by the Babacoa place across the street.
Yep.
No gumbo. Yeah, gumbo. You got to put okra in gumbo. It's a good call.
100%.
Brian mentioned that. We didn't mention it at first, but Brian mentioned that.
Okra is a vegetable that, I mean, what does it taste like?
That's hard to explain.
Yeah. So like when Lisa asked me about Brussels sprouts, I said it's like a cross between cabbage and broccoli.
See, I like cabbage too. Love cabbage. Cabbage done the right way. Ooh, boy. Plus, you got to have cabbage in your godbles.
The next day. Ooh, boy.
Really?
Cabbage can mess with some folks.
I think your stomach's a little soft.
I don't. I'm not saying it messes with me. I'm saying for coming from the Midwest, people that eat cabbage, it'll clear you out.
This thing right here is a steel trap. This bad boy. Texture says it's not the jabs that you take, Branham. It's the fact that sometimes you get disrespectful when you cut Joel off. You don't let him finish his take and then twist his first few words out of his mouth. Okay, I'll pay attention to that. I'll keep that in mind. A lot of times, Blankers are starting to say some stuff where it's like, where is he going with this? Let me ask to see if it's on the right track. But I'll pay mind to it. I'll take it under consideration. I'll listen to some tape. I'll be better next time, Texter.
We were talking about the Scheffler thing, by the way, and I saw the video of them prepping for the dinner and everything. Not just the baked or the right out of the oven chocolate chip cookie. They like put it in like a shallow bowl. And they drop a big scoop of ice cream right in the middle of the cookie.
It's like what you would get at BJ's Brewery. Like that skillet cookie with the ice cream on top.
I've never been to a BJ's Brewery for that, but I'm telling you, that looks awesome.
What have you been to a BJ's Brewery for?
Joel?
What?
You said you wouldn't go there for that.
I wouldn't go there. I've never been there, but I actually heard their pizzas are very good.
Yeah, their pizzas are pretty good.
They have a menu where they have like 1,000 things.
Yeah, that is a good, fair criticism. Their menu is huge.
I don't love going to places where they have 1,000 things in the menu. It's like having two quarterbacks. If you have two quarterbacks, you don't have one. If you have 1,000-item menu, you probably don't have 5 excellent dishes.
Yeah,
you know
I just go pizza and skillet cookie and check out.
Yeah, it's an actual skillet.
It's an actual.
It's awesome looking.
Yeah, it's an actual skillet, yeah.
That looks delicious.
Kind of like a personal size skillet. It's not a huge one, obviously, but
you know who has some good fried okra? Getting back to the okra topic, Spring Creek. There are times I'll go to Spring Creek and just get the okra because the rest of their food's kind of meh. But their fried okra, they do it right.
I thought you were on your way to a sponsorship from them until you said the rest of their menu was kind of meh.
Well, I mean, they can talk me into saying nicer things about it. I can be bought at Jeremy Branham on Twitter, at Jeremy J. Branham on TikTok. I'd give my email address, but with the way the text line's going today and the hate I'm receiving, I better not give that out. All right, 713-780-ESP. Let's get to this Rockets chatter. Clinch a 2 seed. Who's eating crow? 713-780-3776. It is the Bees and ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Never a better time for me to give you a sponsor read. If you're in the market for a new vehicle, listen up. Monument Chevrolet is the dealer that you can trust. They're transparent, no hassle pricing, get your car shopping done fast. The thing that I hate about buying cars is dealing with the salespeople. Don't know if they're lying to me. Don't know if they're telling me the truth. They're good at lying, so they're trying to pull the wool over my eyes. I never know what's going on. But at Monument Chevrolet, they're so transparent that you can trust them. Monument Chevrolet has been serving the Houston area for 50 years. They've helped generations of families get into new vehicles, and they want to help you get into a new vehicle. These families keep coming back because, again, they trust the people at Monument Chevrolet. It's a good experience, not a stressful experience where you don't know if you're being taken advantage of or not. That does not happen at Monument Chevrolet. It's a family feel over there, friendly atmosphere. They have a fantastic culture. They hire good people that continue to contribute to that good culture. And the salesperson of the week this week is Sammy. Sammy's dedicated, friendly, knowledgeable, and he's a fan favorite with the customers. Monument Chevrolet has listened to what you've been asking for. Truck month has been extended through April. That's right. Employee pricing and only a 2.9% APR on the Chevy Silverado 1500s. This lasts through April 30th, so get over there. It's unbeatable deal, but there is a catch. Stock is limited. Monument Chevrolet is currently selling record numbers of these Silverados, so if you're looking for a special truck, maybe the Trail Boss Off-Road with the blackout trim. How about the sporty Z71 Off-Road or the Premium Texas Edition? Now, you have to get over there fast because they are going to sell out soon. If you're getting a tax return, maybe put that to work. Get a great deal on a great truck now at Chevrolet. Get the fair deal. Get a fast, easy transaction without wasting your time and aggravating stressful negotiations. No tricks, no time wasting, no hidden charges. You can check out their inventory online if you want. MonumentChevrolet.com, MonumentChevrolet.com, or get out there in person. 225 and Beltway 8, Monument Chevrolet. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
ESPN 97.5. You're back with the Killer Bees on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
Someone texted and said Astros are winning 4-0. They have 4 runs. Get out of here. You're trying to trick us. It's April 9th, not April 1st. Game starts at 6:05. 713-780-ESPN. Texter says, how soft are these listeners? Most of them are. Or not soft. There's just a handful of them. I mean, it's Coward D for a reason. I mean, it's in the name. It's in the name. I mean, we come to expect it with Coward D.
D's not the only coward.
Who else are cowards?
There's plenty of cowards that like to kind of hide in their element behind keyboards with no identification.
Let's call them out.
Love to take shots.
Let's name every coward.
Because it gives them extra attention that they don't deserve.
I like to shout out Coward D. Let remind everybody how big a coward he is.
I do like that he calls in now with the name. So I think he might be redeemable. If he's able to take that joke and run with it, maybe he's redeemable. No. But today what he said was pretty soft.
I mean, all of our listeners are like my children. I love them all equally. Coward D is one of my favorite, though. I mean that sincerely. I like Coward D. I think he brings a lot to the show. I like Israel a lot, too. Israel's funny. Israel's my guy. Israel, I mean, Israel might cuss when he calls. He might be on certain drugs when he calls.
He will always hate a certain Rockets draft pick.
Yeah, like Israel's entertainment, man. I like when Israel. He criticizes us 90% of the time, but I don't care. Like, it's funny. I think it's awesome. 713-780-ESPN. Guys, what do you have? The
Reed
bum
Shepherd
drop?
Loves him.
My favorite Israel drops the bum one. Do you have that one?
Dead bum.
That bum. I love the way he says that. That bum.
Talking about, of course, Reed Shepherd. His favorite bum. Player in the NBA.
Man, I love the way he said that. That bum. Take the slime out of look at that, so good. Take the slime out of okra with vinegar. Church's has good fried okra. I've never had Church's fried okra.
So wait, so okra is slimy?
If you don't cook it correctly, yes.
Yeah, it can be a little slimy.
But if you fry it up or you cook it correctly, then you're fine.
You know what great spot for okra? I didn't come to mind until just now, because at times it can get a little slimy and grimy whenever you do it this way, in a crawfish boil. You put okra at the end, like a little crawfish boil, get that flavor in it. Oh, man, so good. I'll have to try Church's fried okra. I've never had that. Chicken Express has some bomb fried okra. I agree to that. I have had the okra at Chicken Express, and it is very good. Kind of affordable, too. Normally, I agree with y'all's food takes, but okra is slimy and disgusting. Well, Eric the Driver, you're not doing it right, my guy. And, in fact, you're banned the rest of the show. Hour 18 minutes, no more Eric the Driver. You can text back tomorrow. Crawfish overrated, okra, Brussels sprouts, cabbage suck, bad word. Yes to chips, queso. He spelled queso with a C. Beef, chicken, some fish.
Spell it queso with a C. Car wreck of the day nominee. I'm going to write that one down.
It's not even close to the.
Wait, who texted that?
I didn't say the name.
Okay.
Just a random texter. Crawfish overrated, though. You know what else? You got timed out. You're banned for the rest of the show. No more text for you. No text for you. No, crawfish overrated. Oh, I guess Blankers doesn't like crawfish, but he's allergic to it. That's
I'm allergic to it. It's not about liking it or not. I love shrimp. I can eat that.
We'll get to the Rockets in a minute, but the text line's on fire today for whatever reason. I don't know why. They're on one. Phillip 68, ignore the haters. I appreciate you, Branham, and this has nothing to do with you reading all my texts, no matter how stupid. Phillip 68, there's no such thing as stupid questions, but there is a such
thing. Just keep asking good questions and don't ask dumb questions.
There is a stupid thing, a stupid text, though. Keith, everyone rich John on the morning show now that he lives in California. He also became a man of the corporate people. Do they rip on John now on the morning?
I haven't heard him.
I mean, they make fun of him being hoity-toity in California at times.
Certainly, but they don't make fun of each other on that show. Coward D said that they never made fun of each other. Dell, John, Lance, they're just all nice to each other. Every day for 3 hours a day, right? Certainly that's the case.
Yeah, I can quickly do an impression of what the show would sound like if they didn't make fun of each other. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
This is really going well.
No, that's the joke. There would be no show if they weren't
Jeremy,
making fun of each other.
Go with the joke, man.
Grade the joke, Blinkers.
It's a freaking bit. I was stunned that there was dead silence.
It was like
a .3.
Part of me was afraid to do it because there's nothing more scary in radio than dead air.
Brian,
but
do me a favor and turn off your mic the rest of the show. That was brutal. That was a terrible joke. That was awful. But
turn off your mic.
Coward D says that they get along all the time. Texter, Branham, no need to read this on the air, so we're going to read it on the air. Don't let the listeners get to you. Your antagonist role works for radio. We all just love Blankers and want him to know we got his back, but we love you too. And would jump to your
Joel
defense
Blank,
just
man.
As much. I love Blankers. I do love
Was
Blankers.
Was that drop D as well?
The Joel Blank man?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Oh, okay, I thought one day he turned on me and that's where that came
he
from.
Did once. He
yeah.
did once.
I know he turned on me
man.
At least
this
once.
I don't know, man. This is Milwaukee, so I don't know if I can take your opinion seriously.
That sounds like Coward D.
It does.
I think it is? Okay. Maybe yeah. it is.
Coward D, call back and let us know if that's you or not. Pickled okra, shredded cheese, and some ranch
and then don't
dressing.
Hang up.
I've never had that. That sounds like something you would get at the Masters, though. Pickled okra, shredded cheese, and some ranch dressing. How do you feel about what's the pimento cheese
pimento,
sandwiches?
Yeah.
I've tried them when I was there to say that I tried them when I was there, and I don't like pimento cheese. So I was like, okay, it's not great, but all right.
I like it. I think it's I like pimento cheese. My wife makes it every now and then, and I'm not a huge like pimento cheese person or just like cheese by itself. Her pimento cheese is delicious. It smacks.
See, I love cheese, obviously. Growing up in Wisconsin, it's hard not to. But pimento cheese to me, I just am not a fan.
I'll leave Brittany alone, says a texter. Kelvin Cato still catching strays in the Houston rap song makes him worse than Shepard. Okay, so we're talking about the worst Rockets ever. Like, Cato and Shepard do not belong in that conversation.
No,
Cato was overpaid, but he wasn't bad.
He was part of a trade that had to be made that then turned into a triple-double in the preseason that way overpaid him. But, yeah, Reed Shepard was drafted, and I think Reed Shepard's still going to be good.
That bum. I don't even like Joel, but your blatant disrespect aggravates me. My bad, man. I'm sorry.
Joel, I guess I'm sorry, too, because he doesn't like me. So that's great.
He listens, though.
Yeah, so. Every day.
Maybe he's just listening to people he doesn't like. I don't know. We'll take it.
Twitcher's
don't turn
too.
The dial. I mean, people at other stations listen to us all the time. Joel and I taste buds almost the same, huh? I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, though.
I don't think I have bad taste buds.
I don't think you've ever had okra before.
Yeah. Just because I never had it doesn't mean I haven't judged whether I like it or not. I just am being honest with the fact that I've never had it.
The ketchup thing. I don't think that you have bad taste.
Oh, I love ketchup.
I saw you put it on a barbecue baked potato. I thought
we told you to turn off the mic.
Listen to you randomly.
I don't think that you have bad taste, Blankers. I think that you have – I don't want to say this without being disrespectful. I've disrespected you enough today, according to the textures.
I have Midwest taste buds to some degree. I know that's different from everybody down here, so that maybe that creates that whole you like this or don't like that or whatever. But I don't think I have bad taste buds.
I would say it's simple. Simple.
I don't know. Was that because I don't like spicy
foods? I mean, sometimes you eat kind of like a kid. Kind of. Like ketchup on a lot of stuff. Like quesadillas. You know? No fried okra in your entire life. Don't like Brussels sprouts.
I didn't say I don't like Brussels sprouts.
You've never had Brussels sprouts?
I didn't say that either. I've had Brussels sprouts plenty of times.
You said you did. You said you liked them, or
my wife never had them, and she
asked
me about
them. Do you like Brussels sprouts?
When I was a kid, I didn't like them, but I think they're fine now. Would I pick them on a menu to eat them? No. I like broccoli better.
I sometimes think you have the taste of like a 13-year-old child.
Sweet.
That's not insulting. I'm not trying to be insulting. I mean that with all respect possible.
I'll eat calamari. I don't understand how that's a 13-year-old child. No 13-year-old child that I know of wants to eat calamari.
That's true. That is true. That's a good counterpunch. I would agree. All right. 713-780-ESPN. I mean that with all due respect, though.
Having the palate of a 13-year-old child is complimentary.
Respectfully, I think you have the palate of a 13-year-old child.
It's hard to say respectfully.
All right, 713-780-ESPN. Speaking of taste, who's eating crow on the Rockets, clinching a 2-seed yesterday? We'll try it this time. We've teased it the last two breaks. We'll see if we can actually get to it this time. It is the Bees on ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. I have great taste in my human resources and payroll companies. HR&P is fantastic. Mike Holla, U of H class of 1990, go Cougs, has been protecting the interests of businesses for nearly 25 years. HR&P provides human capital management services, including HR compliance, benefits administration, and payroll. HR&P will also work with you to customize a plan for whatever you need. There's nothing cookie cutter about HR&P. If you need a little help, a lot of help, anything in between, HR&P will create a plan for what you and your business needs. Also, their customer service, second to none. You'll never talk to a stranger on the other side of the line. You'll be calling someone familiar with you and familiar with your company. We use HR&P here at Gal, so I can attest to the customer service. Fantastic. Anytime I have a question, quick response, easy to understand. Let HR&P take on the demands of human resources. Eliminate your HR burden so you can get back to growing your business. Give them a call at 281-880-6525. Let HR&P customize a plan for you, 281-880-6525, or check them out online at hrp.net. That's hrp.net.
Do you have the ESPN Houston app? Download it now in your app store.
You found the Killer Bees live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
Shadow Yordan rule violated. Astros play the Mariners at 6:05 tonight. 713-780-ESPN, HR&P listener line. Get to that in a second. Queso guy with a C. He just
yes.
He's trying to defend himself. He said queso. Autocorrect, LOL, love you guys. What is being autocorrected to C-U-E-S-O? Like, how would that be autocorrect? Like, what is your Siri doing? Queso? Like, what do you mean? How is that autocorrect? Siri doesn't autocorrect to words that don't exist.
The only way it would autocorrect to that is if you spelled it that way many, many times and it's predicting your text.
If anything, autocorrect failed you because it didn't autocorrect. It auto-wronged.
Yes.
Yeah, your phone's backwards.
I was going to say the better thing would say you were trying to do voice to text, but I would think voice to text would certainly correct it, right?
I don't voice to text, so I don't know.
I've never voiced to text, so I don't know.
I do it especially when driving.
No. Yeah, I never do anything on my phone when I'm driving. It's very dangerous. Honest question that I've been meaning to ask for a long time. Do y'all only work 15 hours a week and get paid a full salary, or do you make time in other ways to get 40 hours a week? Well, I get paid like 10 bucks a week, so.
Well, that's a lie.
It's very
10 bucks
big
a week. I think it's unfair to say that we only work 15 hours a week, though. Like, we don't only work on the show from 3 to 6 Monday through Friday. It's in fact, that's insulting. You've insulted me. I spend
block
most
for the
of
rest
my
of the day.
You're blocked the rest of the day. No. I mean, I wake up at 4 a.m. every day and get started on the show. I work from 4 a.m. to 7 or 6 p.m. I'm prepping for the majority of my morning, starting at 4 a.m. every day.
I do love that, by the way. I love that argument I love to make that point with my wife. Whenever, like, at night the game's on and I'm sitting there on the couch watching it and she's, like, with the kids going, can you – and I'm working here. I mean, I'm working here.
Yeah.
That can – yeah, that could be that could be a sensitive subject in the household at times.
It can. Like,
yeah.
It's true.
It is true. It is true.
I love the rebuttal, though, when she's like, can you do that? You should be – and I'm like, I'm working here.
Yeah, plus I have another job. That queso with a C ticked me off. Wouldn't an autocorrect for queso be cheese dip? No. Like, autocorrect doesn't work that way. It's just trying to predict the word that you misspelled. Like, it's not going to change the word completely.
Yeah, no, I would agree with that.
This is starting to hurt my head a little bit. Keith says, I would love a show with Branham, Blankers, John, and Lance. See who Branham can get riled up the most.
Ooh, lately it's Lance.
Yeah, you get Lance riled up pretty quickly.
I walked by the other day thinking just I'd jab at him just to think that, you know, that it was all he's not really serious. You're not over it. My goodness, the hat came off, the head shake. What was it this time? All about the stuff that I missed when he was really fired up about you.
He's still mad about that? He took me out of context. That's on him. He needs to look himself in the mirror and be like, man, I have to reevaluate myself.
Yeah, he was.
Because that was his own doing. He riled himself up for something I didn't even say, that weirdo. I think it runs in the Zerline family, though. Does Blank like his fish sticks fried or baked?
I mean, is that even a question?
Yeah, someone texted it.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah, he's trying to give you the whole...
I get it.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
I used to like fish sticks when I was a kid.
My kids still love them.
Do they?
Yeah.
They come by it honestly?
They what?
They come by it honestly.
Passed down through the DNA?
I guess so, yes.
A better excuse is say you got in a car crash instead of blaming autocorrect for queso. Yeah, that's just unexcusable. Like,
I don't buy that excuse at all.
I think you're a liar now. Like, at first I thought you were just a bad speller. Now I just think you're a bad liar. In fact, I think you're both.
Oh, there's no doubt to both at this point.
I'm calling BS on that.
Wasn't the two BS. Guys the – was it the Charlotte Hornets radio guy that got fired and someone else that got fired because they blamed autocorrect for the fact that they social media bad words?
Yeah, I can't remember who did it or what team, but yes, I do remember that.
One of them was the radio guy for the Hornets, I believe.
Was he?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Yeah, you got to be careful, man.
Yeah, because then even when you
or
do
just
that,
don't
they're
talk
like, well,
like
it
that.
Normally pulls from words you use frequently, so.
Yeah. Someone's calling you out for your being allergic to crawfish but not shrimp.
Okay.
How are you allergic to crawfish but not shrimp? They both have iodine.
Okay, don't they have other things too? I mean, I don't know. All I know is that I literally had to go to the hospital for eating crawfish, but I've eaten shrimp my whole life.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know the science behind that. I'm not smart enough, quite frankly.
I know the science behind what it felt like to have hives and go to the hospital, and it sucked.
Lamont says crawfish is a gossiping food. Art has solid okra too. Yeah, I can see that. Crawfish is kind of a food that you eat while you're hanging out. It's a social food. It's very rare where I have crawfish by myself now that I think about it. In fact, it's probably only been like once or twice in my entire life.
Yeah, when would you ever? You would never make crawfish for yourself. You might order some to go,
but
you would never make it for yourself.
Is always where it's like everybody comes over for someone that's making crawfish.
Yeah,
right?
But you can pick up crawfish at places you like. But I really haven't done that. I've done that maybe twice in my life, and I think both times have been Crawfish Shack. Like, I've been in the Crosby area. I was like, okay, well, there's my chance. Love trying to get over there like once a year. Go over there on the weekend. You'll be waiting an hour. Says pimento cheese has too many syllables. What about other foods? I mean
it's three syllables. That's like,
I know, pimento cheese. It's four syllables, Lamont.
Well,
are you not eating other
pimento,
foods?
But, yeah.
But if you go entire pimento cheese, like what foods exist that have less than four syllables? Lasagna has three. I guess you can eat lasagna. Spaghetti. Oh, okay. Maybe there's more than I thought. Maybe Lamont's onto something here. Okra, crawfish, shrimp, steak. You know what? Lamont might be onto something.
So what is it about the four syllables?
Barbacoa, four syllables.
Barbacoa.
There we go.
That's four.
Yeah, four syllables.
Fajitas, three. He says pimento cheese has too many syllables for him.
Enchiladas would be four.
Enchiladas. Is that too many, though?
I don't think so.
Pimento cheese.
No. Again,
Lamont's saying four, though.
Fettuccine?
Fettuccine.
Four.
Yeah, Lamont wouldn't be able to eat that one.
That sucks to be Lamont, then.
So Lamont, instead of having the taste, like the palate of a child, he's got the palate of anything that's four syllables or greater, he's out on. Huh. The more you know. Interesting.
How's Brandon Baby's palate? Does he eat a lot of just about anything and everything, or is it very limited?
Everything. No, he eats everything. He eats everything.
I got like, one of my kids has literally the palate of like a four-year-old, and I got another kid that eats everything.
In fact, he'll take off the turnbuckle and eat the cotton from the turnbuckle. That's how nuts he is. He will eat whatever. It's ridiculous. 713-780-ESPN. Let's go out to the HRMP listener line. Gary, you're in the Hive. What's up, Gary?
Hey, I'm born and raised in Louisiana. I've been there all my life, my family, my wife, my children. We throw crawfish balls all summer long. I have only eaten peeled crawfish that we've had to peel once in my life. I eat them in crawfish étouffée. I don't like peeling and communicating. It takes you like popping peanuts. I am a crawfish étouffée aficionado. That's over a bed of rice and sauce and what have you. But I do not eat where you have to peel them.
Too much work, so therefore you don't do stone crab either.
It is 100% too much work. And my family looks at me like I'm a unicorn.
Hold on, Gary. Hold on a second. But if you put it over a bit. You put on these parties and you entertain and you bring everybody. Are you doing the boil yourself?
No, my wife and family, we invite family over, and one of the family members boil the crawfish. So they pay. Look, we chip in for sacks of crawfish.
You
know, the people that are coming over, they chip in for sacks. And one of our my wife's cousin, Chad, he'll bring over the whatever, and then they'll boil them and eat them. And I'm looking at it. I just do not. And my family, they look, I mean, they're used to it now, but like I said, everybody chips in. Now put it over, go to Papa Do's and get some crawfish étouffée with some rice and some sauce. I'll eat that. That's my favorite meal on the planet. I just don't do the peeling. I'll entertain, and they'll be on my back patio. And it's just too much work. I'd rather peel peanuts.
I got you. All right, appreciate it. Drop the address the next time you're having that boil, though, Gary. I'll swing on by. I thought he was doing the boil. Like, I thought he was doing
it
the boil,
like
hosting the
first
party, and then he's like, oh, yeah, but the crawfish is too much work. What? Like, if you're – that's where I was going with that. Like, if he was doing the boil and then he's like, oh, the crawfish is just too much work, that wouldn't add up. But he's not doing the boil, so I can see that.
A lot of people have that feeling about stone crab, and I love stone crab. And it is a lot of work, but it's worth it.
Yeah. 713-780-ESPN. We're up against it. Troy, we'll take your call on the other side. A lot of people want to talk about crawfish and stuff. Rockets can wait. 713-780-3776. Killer Bees, ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5.
ESPN 97.5.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th.
Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep their trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
At BP, we're not just talking strategy. We're making it happen. Growing our upstream business with 6 major new projects in 2025. 4 already live, 2 more scheduled this year. Expecting to add 135,000 barrels a day to peak production, helping drive long-term shareholder value. For more on our growth plans, visit bp.com/strategy at work.